So you're being recorded.
Okay.
We'll go ahead and get started with the meeting at 6:00. Good evening. My name is Dr. Craig Clark, and I'm the Executive Director of Allegheny County Industrial Development Agency in connection with the project which is subject of this public hearing. Today, I'm holding this public hearing to allow citizens to make a statement for the record relating to the involvement of the agency with a project for the benefit of Omni Cuba Solar LLC, a state of New York limited liability company. The proposed project consists of the following: the acquisition in an approximately 35-acre portion of an approximately 114-acre parcel of land located on Little Road, tax map number 166.1-2-111, in the town of Cuba, Allegheny County, New York. The construction of the land of an approximately 5-megawatt AC solar energy generating facility comprised of tier one modulars and a single access tracking setup, equipment pads for transformers, a 20-foot gravel access road coming off the west of Little Road, and other required improvements. The acquisition and installation there and thereof of related fixtures, machinery, equipment, and other personal property of the foregoing to constitute a solar energy generating facility to be owned and operated by the company. The granting of certain financial assistance with respect to the foregoing, including potential exemptions from certain sales, use tax, real property taxes, and real estate transfer taxes, and mortgage recording taxes, and the lease or sale of the project facility to the company or such other person as may be designated by the company. I will tend to some general information of the project, and the estimated cost of the project is equal to $4,746,739, and the estimated benefits being considered by the agency are described briefly as sales tax exemptions up to $379,739, mortgage recording tax exemptions up to $59,334, and real property tax exemption up to $3,493,991. Provisions of the Chapter 1030 Laws of 1969 of New York constituting Title I of Article 18-A of the General Municipal Law, Chapter 24 of the Consolidated Laws of New York as amended, and Chapter 99 of the 1973 Laws of the State of New York as amended, codified as Section 906A of said General Municipal Law, authorized the agency to promote, develop, and encourage and assist in acquiring, constructing, reconstructing, improving, maintaining, and equipping and furnishing manufacturing, warehouse, research, commercial, and industrial facilities, among others. This public hearing is being held because of the proposed project may exceed $100,000 in benefits. And so the public hearing was actually put in the new two different newspapers, both the Cuba and basically, I missed the, my spot, sorry. The executive director of agency causes notice of the public hearing mailed on May 25th, 2021, to Allegheny County, Town of Cuba, and Cuba Rushford Central Schools, and published on June 2nd, 2021, in The Patriot, and May 23rd, 2021, in The Spectator. And copies of these are available on our website. The comments received today at the public hearing will be presented to the members of the agency at or prior to the meeting at which the members of the agency will consider to approve and undertake the proposed project and the assistance and the financial benefits. Any written comments you can send to me, Craig R. Clark, the executive director of the agency, and this will also be recorded and put on our website. Not sure, there is the representative of the company on the WebEx. Don't see him. I don't see anybody on there except for.
This is Peter McAuliffe, if everyone can hear me okay. I dialed in. I didn't go through the WebEx.
That's so, why.
Craig, hopefully you can hear me okay.
Oh, it's very clear, Peter. So is there any comments that you want to make before we open the public hearing?
Nope. I think you pretty much covered it with kind of the high-level summary. You know, we have been in front of the town as well as in front of the Allegheny County Planning Board and have gotten, you know, a recommendation for an approval from the County Planning Board, as well as our special use permit approval from the town of Cuba.
Okay. Lee James and board members are in the room, so you can't see that, but they're here.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so other than that, though, I think you covered pretty much most of it.
Okay. With that said, I'll now open the public hearing for public comment at 6:05. We ask that anyone please mute your phone if you're on and then call to speak. Well, I think we only have one other person on the phone, and that's you. But once you're being recognized, please state your name, your address and affiliation for the record to make public comments. And I don't think we'll have any trouble. We typically try to keep them under 3 minutes, but I don't think anybody here is going to speak longer than 3 minutes. So you can probably have as much time as you'd like. We will keep this open for at least 15 minutes. And so we will close at 20 after. Other than that, it's your time for the public to make any comments, positive or negative, or questions. And just a reminder, it is being recorded, and we will have this, just thought I'd let you know that.
Have any specific comments, Lee James, Town of Cuba Supervisor, but I think that it's been a good experience working forward with Omni, and I think our public hearing went very well. All questions were answered at that time.
That's what we like to hear from the agency. Yeah, so far we've had very good correspondence with Omni as well. I think we're going to have a quiet 10 minutes. Sorry. I do have to keep it open for at least 15 minutes in case somebody calls in or walks in.
Sure.
You know that. It's been a full 15 minutes, so I want to thank you for participating. And since there are no further comments, I'll now close this public meeting at 6:20. Thank you for attending.